Now, this is not something that we would normally be talking about, but right now I want to talk to you about swimwear.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today.
Because this week there has been an interesting debate going on, and it all started with a bloke called Ian Grace on the Gold Coast. He's a bit of a Gold Coast identity. We spoke to him about this on Monday. He came out and said, look, can we do something about the swimsuits being worn by women where they show off half of their bum or maybe three quarters of their backside? And you know when people are walking away from the beach where you leave the sand and then you head towards a hamburger shop or a petrol station or somewhere else and they've still got the swimsuit on? He was not a fan of that either. Now, this is his opinion and other people have a different opinion, including Rebecca Pask, who's decided to hold a protest today, and I think they're calling it Freedom of the peach being the backside. So they're gathering right now at a beach at Broadbeach to say to Ian Grace and anyone else who wants to tell them what to wear, mind your own business. Rebecca Pask, good morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Wow, what a week it's been, and what a hot topic of the peach. Who would have thought we'd have so much bottom talk?
So hang on, what's the demonstration called? Freedom of Peach?
The Freedom of Peach. Do you like that little spin-off, Freedom of Peach?
Oh, you see, I don't get enough sleep. I knew the peach reference because the peach looks a little bit like a derriere, but yes, Freedom of Peach. Now listen, what's the reaction been from people on the Gold Coast?
It's been massive. I actually can't believe the momentum that this has gained. And rightfully so. I think at the end of the day, it's 2024. We are now living in a society and culture where we can't be telling women what they can and what they can't be wearing. Now, that doesn't go without saying we do agree there's some valid points about appropriate time, place, and potentially young girls jumping onto the bus and giving the old bloke behind him a bare heart attack with their bare bottoms. Yeah, let's put a sarong on, ladies.
But, you know, the funny thing is, as blokes, we could always just choose not to look.
Correct. I think there's an even bigger elephant in the room around all of that too. Like, there's a lot of education here. Let's educate the young girls as to what is appropriate. Let's also educate the men to make sure that we're having the right thoughts as well. And this shouldn't be a topic of conversation. We should just have freedom of choice, full stop.
Okay, the reason it is a topic of conversation is because there are so many mixed views on it. And I've got to tell you, I've spoken to mates this week who agree with you. Let women wear whatever they want to wear, etc. But they also say to me in the next breath, oh, but when it's my daughter and when she's only 13 or 14, things change, right?
Correct, Ben. I've had exactly the same conversations. And I'm also a mum. I'm a mum of an 11-year-old daughter. And this is where that deeper conversation of education comes in. We do need to ensure that our young girls are taught what's respectful and what's appropriate in public places. Look, when we're at the age that we're old enough to make our own decisions, we can have our peaches out down on the beach. That's fine. But there's also some accountability potentially in shopping centres. Let's enforce some dress codes too. But ultimately, it does come back to the responsibility of the parents to train their young daughters what's appropriate.
Okay, so if you're at the beach, go for your life. But when you get away from the beach, you need to be thinking about what you've got on or what you don't have on.
Look, I think it's just let's be logical and rational about this. If it warrants a sarong or a shirt tied around the waist, we go for that too. But ultimately, it's freedom of choice. We can't be told what we can and can't wear.
What about blokes, budgie smugglers or board shorts?
Why did I know that you'd bring this up too? I'm free the budgies as well, free the thighs. Like, at the end of the day, we haven't been out there calling for a ban of budgies. We don't have that right either, and it's each to their own.
I'm already getting messages from people saying, I don't think she's understanding where Ian's coming from, but it sounds to me like you kind of do understand where he's coming from.
We certainly do. This all began within the children's space. And let's not take away, Ian has done incredible things in the community and within the children's community. And this is where I'm saying there's a deeper conversation around the education. Let's keep our kids safe. Let's ensure that we're not sexualizing. And let's teach them from an early age, what is deemed appropriate? So it is a cultural challenge, and it's deeper than just saying, let's ban the bikini bum. Let's have bigger conversations around how we can better manage this.
We're talking to Rebecca Pask. She's the founder of Bar Body and Swim on the Gold Coast. This has probably been good for business for you, Rebecca.
Well, I didn't see it coming, put it that way. We always were planning on launching our brand at the beginning of March. It certainly made sure that I've had to kick my own peaches into gear. we didn't see it happening. At the end of the day, it's something that I'm very passionate about, and that's a big part of the reason as to why I've created my brand. And we're a one-piece specialty swimsuit. And guess what? We're built with a signature cheeky bum. So even though we're one pieces, did he want to go and ban my entire ethos and my entire label before we even began? And that's also what did really get my goat up as well. Like, we're all about freedom of what women want to wear, make sure they feel comfortable, they feel supported, and allow them to have the freedom of choice.
And let's face it, Rebecca, once upon a time, women virtually had to wear a wetsuit when going to the beach, right? They had to cover up all the way from the neck down to the toes.
Absolutely. And do you think that we've moved further than that? Do you think we've actually moved on with our evolution? It feels like we're getting pushed backwards when we should be getting pushed forward.
Well, I think Aussies are pretty protective of our way of life, and I don't think they want too many rules in place around what you can and can't wear to the beach. So good luck with the demonstration today. We'll see whether Ian turns up.
Absolutely. I hope he does. Let's have a healthy debate. Again, he's done some great things on the Gold Coast particularly, so we do support him, but let's widen this conversation. Thanks so much, guys.
Good on you, Rebecca Pask. And she's at that demonstration happening right now at Broadbeach. It's called Freedom of Peach. And the other thing to all of the blokes out there, you don't have to stare. You don't have to look. But that's a bit of a challenge in itself, right?
Take a second to leave a review and a rating. Now it's back to Ben Fordham.